stand. Jane, would you lead us in the pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Introductions. I know everybody here. Does everybody else?
Yes.
Okay.
Adele might not. Do you know anybody here?
Oh, I know Tony. I don't think we've met. I'm Adele Molinan.
I can't hear her.
Adele Molinan, Lapine City Council.
Okay. No, I don't think I've met you.
No, I don't think so. What is your name?
I'm Dennis Carter.
Please.
And I sit on the sewer and water.
Okay.
And I've seen you a bazillion times. So
yeah,
I'm Benner.
Nice to meet you.
The Chamber of Economic Development Committee.
Yes, I see your picture.
I talked on the phone with Clark Jackson and County Commissioner Alan Unger, and both of them couldn't make it today. They were will be acting as just consultants anyway. They offered to lend a hand, and so both of them had other commitments today, and we can talk about future meetings and when to schedule. I know this time is difficult for Adele, and Commissioner Unger can't do it on Mondays or Wednesdays. That's county commission meeting, so if we expect to have his input, we have to do it other times.
And Barban can't come on Wednesdays.
Yeah, okay, so that, yeah, rule out Mondays and Wednesdays. The next item on our agenda is an election of officers. I'm at least filling temporarily the chairman of the committee here, and it's the committee's will to elect whoever they want as chairman, vice chairman, and Luana, you're going to be with us on taking notes all the time.
As long as we're going to be recording, one of us will have to be here, either Patty or myself.
We don't need a secretary as such, since we'll have the minutes all recorded and so on.
Yeah, but we will need a transcript.
That'll be fine. So actually, unless somebody else has a suggestion, we won't have any funds or finances to deal with, so we don't need a treasurer. So just a chairman, vice chairman to fill in when the chairman isn't here.
I nominate Ted Scholder to remain as chairman.
I second it.
We have a nomination for me. Any other nominations for chairman?
Dennis.
No.
Well, we got that nominated.
I'm not even sure why I'm here.
Yeah.
Let alone get a nominated for something.
Just to answer that question is that the city council, when they established this committee, suggested that a representative from both special districts should be represented on this, and so that's why you're here, I guess.
Because you're the ones that know about water and sewer, so
yeah,
if there's
right.
questions.
So I think, to me, it's backwards. If you want to know what's going on with water and sewer, put yourself on our agenda and come to our meeting. We talk about water and sewer.
Well, we
and
do.
Then you get to talk to everybody. You don't get to hear from Dennis.
Ted's been there. I've been there.
I know you're there. I'm fairly right.
I know you're there quite often.
Yeah, right. We'll get into that in a minute, but let's continue on with the election of officers, and then we can talk about other issues. Any other nominations for chairman? I guess the nominations are closed. Is there a motion to elect by acclamation?
I move we elect him by acclamation. I second it.
Moved and seconded. Discussion? All in favor? Aye.
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 Congratulations.
Thank you. Okay. Vice chairman.
Can you take that, Jay?
You want to nominate me?
I nominate Jane Benner, yes, please.
Jane's been nominated as vice chairman. Any other nominations? I'll assume the nominations are closed and I'll accept a motion to elect by acclamation.
I move to elect Jane by acclamation.
I second it.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? items, and perhaps we can put your question on there, Dennis, as an agenda item, as a question of why the committee, I guess is what you're saying, since you've already got a warrant circle. Other added agenda items, this is a copy of an email Clark Jackson sent to the city, and he sent me a copy of it describing, this is a copy of the email that Mike Solt, an agency, prepared for the city about city acquisition of water and sewer. Have you seen this, Adele?
Okay. I might have seen it.
Okay. I have copies of that. So we can use this as part of the basis for our discussion. We'll answer some of the questions that may come up on that. Clark is suggesting that Mike Solt is their expert in terms of municipal water issues for Oregon business development. I'm suggesting maybe we add Mike Solt as a consultant on our, and he lives down here in Pawnee, what Clark says, so we add Mike Solt as one of our consultants to the committee in future meetings.
And who is Mike Solt?
He is with the business development department, and Clark says he's the expert in terms of city municipal utilities and so on.
Have you ever heard of that person?
Nope.
No. Okay.
So I'd like to kind of scope out some high-level stuff about what could even be going on here. And to make sure we're on the same page, when we had our town hall, kind of city council town hall meeting, it was obvious that it's been hard to get five councilors on city council. And then, we've got three districts that are basically right on top of each other, water, sewer, and the city. And, there's good leadership in the water and sewer districts. And it's kind of a shame, and with such a small population in such a geographic area, it's a shame to need... one's a three-person board, one's a five-person board right now. Mm-hmm. It's a shame to need, 13 people to lead this in such a small area. So, there's one of the concepts that we could get past here. If we could have one city council and then the staff underneath it, we wouldn't have the leadership problem. So, that's just a high-level concept.
That's one concept. And Dennis serves on both those committees, so he serves in a dual capacity. Is there somebody else that also serves on both, Dennis?
Both of the other directors serve on the water and sewer.
Oh, okay. So they do have combined. But this all came about from that town hall meeting where several people said, hey, during the incorporation, we talked about water and sewer being part of the city. As a matter of fact, one issue that we might explore might be a legal one. In order to incorporate, you have to have four or five. Five of seven essential services, and water and sewer were two of those. And so far, and the people of the city of Lapine voted to incorporate with those five services. And at this point, I don't know legally or not, two of those services the city isn't.
Well, I think the city is providing them through intergovernmental agreements or
MOUs.
So it's legal.
Okay.
It's legal.
And
okay.
I think that every year it comes that they push it back because the city's not ready to incorporate them. So every year it comes up, and then that's when the city enters into another agreement to make it last for another year until the city's ready.
Okay. And part of that issue then, Dennis, was when, every year we push that back and everybody says in vague terms it'll happen sometime. But so one of the things was why the committee was established, well, let's start working towards that sometime.
But there's also I've heard people say that maybe it should never happen. Why would you even want to do this?
Well, It doesn't make that much difference, I think, to the people that settle on the special districts. I think it's a given that the city's going to assume it. And I'm pretty sure that the only thing that's stopping them right now is dollars and cents.
Well, yeah,
it says that in the first sentence of their first paragraph here.
Right.
Yeah,
you know, that they have to have the wherewithal. Well,
yeah.
Well, what I saw is people asked Kitty at that town hall meeting, you know, what's the status? When's it going to happen? And she didn't have an answer. She's like, well, we're just kind of out there, and this is what has just been stated. So I think one of the best things we could be aiming at to start with is just putting some scope around the problem. What are the real issues? So
because if, if the special water and special sewers districts have the wherewithal now to make the payments on the loans, if the city assumed them, the city would assume all of the liabilities and all of the assets. So there isn't any reason why the city wouldn't
Because the city has to renegotiate the loans. They're not going to just give them to you. And it costs quite a bit of money.
Well, anyway, well, that's the
This is what this addresses. The major part of this is from the Department of Agriculture, USDA, about those loans, and they say there's no problem as long as these criteria are met.
So the financial impact then would not be that, and I'm sort of forming this in the question, would not be that the holder of the loans would charge you fees. It would be the legal costs involved in having an attorney involved in transferring this.
It's going to cost a few bucks.
Yeah. You ask an attorney if the weather's good today, they'll charge you.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm in the wrong business.
So I guess that's what I would be interested in is what's the nuts and bolts of the of transferring, and one aspect would be the financial, and then we can like delve into exactly how much, what does that mean exactly in dollars and cents, and
that's what you need to write out.
And one of the things here, and I'm kind of trying to state this high level, is the vision of, you know, the people in the city of Lapine being an incorporated area. That means that we have, you know, things that we couldn't do before. Some of the tax revenue flows through here now, and we can promote business. You know, the business park that's over here, and it hasn't filled up in the last 10, 20 years, however long it's been planned. My point is, one of the goals out of this could be, you know, Lapine is going to be ready for business, and I mean maybe. You know, we're ready for business in some sense right now, but we're going to be ready for business and firing at all cylinders 3 years from now, or 5 years from now, or something like that. You know, this could be a very positive shot in the arm when we have this all together. And it doesn't even have to be done in the next year or two or three or, you know, whenever, as long as we know when it's going to flow. Because if I was going to come in here with a business, I wanted to bring 100 employees and build a $10 million building or something, or just high-level concept again, it kind of scares me to think that, okay, I need to go to the water board, and I need to go to the little sewer board, and then I need to go to the city. But the city really doesn't do permitting, so then I have to go to the county. And then people just walk away because it looks like, well, and I know from my, you know, Lapine Park District thing, a 3- or 5-person board can end up making some willy-nilly decision that really doesn't even jive with what the intention of something was, just because of personal opinions and stuff. And it's scary when you have this many boards and people you need to talk to start a business in this area. So that's my motivation here, is to know that when is Lapine going to be ready and look like we're a very organized place to bring a business. So that means I'm pro-business is what I'm saying here. That's my goal.
Point of order, we don't do anything willy-nilly on either board, never have. And we do it in the best interest of the community, and we always have.
Oh yeah, and I'm not saying anything for a person, I'm just referring to the concept of, like this, the city of, you know, city of Lapine. It's just, it's hard to make a decision and move forward sometimes when there's multiple people that need to make a decision. And yeah, no, I'm not saying anything about any specific board. I'm just referring to that there's four levels for some poor business that needs to come in.
And one of the things I pulled out of this is that all three entities, the water board, the sewer board, and the city, have to agree to this.
Yeah.
And the two, the water board and the sewer board, have to agree to dissolve, and the city has to agree and meet these five criteria in terms of assuming those districts.
So our point of action then would be, one, we would need to determine the financial impact, like perhaps an estimate from attorneys. So determine financial impact. And then secondly, we would need to be certainly that both the all three, that the city and both districts would agree to do this if it makes economic sense and sense for the best interest of the community. So those are our two large stumbling blocks there.
Dennis, I mean, do you see this happening in 2 or 3 or 5 years, or what? I mean, what is? Are you bringing any kind of preconceived concepts right now?
Well, I think maybe in 5 years it should happen. I agree with you. We don't need all these entities out here, but it's the only way we can make it work at the time.
Oh yeah, no, and it's been wonderful. I mean,
because
we all know that this place, we wouldn't even be here with this many people if we didn't have a sewer district right now. I mean, this was stated 20 or 30 years ago.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, it's wonderful that we even have these services and that they're running so smoothly. Right. So,
I guess we have to agree to put that on the agenda, the discussion we've just had. We can move that down in the minutes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just talking.
Another point on any other added agenda items that anybody has. Okay, and move on down. Naming of the committee. I know initially people were saying the Water and Sewer Acquisition Committee, and Tony brought up concern about that and was saying maybe we ought to rename the committee. And so, I think in discussion with Tony, he said, how about just Lapine City Utilities Committee, something like that, since water and sewer are actually the only utilities that the city would have at that point. Any discussion on that?
No, it sounds fine to me.
Yeah, because Acquisition Committee, as we said, makes it sound like that's our motivation, and that's not necessarily our motivation. I mean, that might be the best end to it, but we don't know that.
That may be the end.
We research all of it.
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good. Do we need to have any motions on that?
Yes, let's have a motion.
I so move.
Okay, moved and second. We renamed the committee the City of Lapine Utilities Committee.
There you go. I like
discussion. Okay. Those in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Did we need a second on that, and if so, who was the president?
Yeah, did you second it, Ted?
I thought she did.
No, she made the motion.
Oh, you made the motion.
I'll second.
Okay, James seconded that. Those two were talking, and I thought that she was seconding.
Yeah, you get two women.
I know. Yeah. Okay, part of what we talked about before, and just that one too, was discussion of goals and parameters. I don't know. I'm open to goals. I think we already established one. Move towards exploring the city acquiring the water and sewer district. And everybody here seems to think that'll happen sometime in the future.
Yeah. One of the things that we're providing, which is nice, is instead of Kitty and the city councilors being put on a hotspot saying, what do you do about this? This committee would be the committee that would answer those questions. You know, we're putting a plan together, we're putting, a scope to this. So, I mean, I think one of our goals is to be, the responsible party for answering, the community's questions for this.
Yes, so what's happening with the ones?
Yeah. With Kitty being on those boards in the past, or was she just involved with the sewer board, or was she always...
Water board.
Water. Was she on both?
No.
Just water?
No, I think she was just water.
Yeah. So,
Sewer board's a much older board that was established in the, late 70s? Yes? Yeah. When we got a sewer district.
Yeah. Well, and, I mean... It's going all over the place, but I mean, there's another thing here. We can be the promotion of how great these services are, and that they're here, and that they've helped with the nitrate issue in the last 30 years. I mean, getting this public information out there to make sure everybody knows that it's really a good situation that we have here.
Yeah, we had the sewer board came to being because they established the sewer because in the core area of Lapine. We had extremely high nitrates, and to me that was logical, you got a concentration of people in commerce with a very high water table.
I wrote the letters to the start.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I sent the petitions to the governor and the senators and stuff. You can't believe what kind of hot water I got in.
But there's a lot of new people around too, so I'm just getting that history out, you know, reminding people or explaining how this all happened.
Because people take it for granted.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, when I tell people that, you know, when I see, when I travel with them, I'm on the septic and where you live?
Yeah.
In a good place.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Any other goals and so on? Tony brought up one, I brought up one. The goal of exploring moving towards city acquisition, actually seeing what the steps are, what the financial. And Gene brought out the two things.
You need to know the bottom line on financing.
Right, absolutely.
And that's what you need to know. And then what you need to do to come up with that.
Yeah, and that's the first step. And at that point, then the city council, maybe not this year, but maybe next year, the budget committee would need to think about putting that in their budget, or at least talk about it.
I know a little bit about starting without money.
Yeah, I'll bet you do.
Yeah.
And if it's not feasible in the budget to look at it, I mean, it's probably way too soon for 2010 to even think about it, for the 2010 budget.
Yeah.
But the 2011 budget, you know, when the budget committee is putting together the budget, look at it, and if they see right from the get-go that there are other responsibilities with the money they have available is not going to make it feasible to try to look at it with an attorney, then at least you're telling people.
Yeah.
You're telling them, you know, we're not forgotten about this, but our budget committee has looked at it and they've determined that 2010 is not the year that we can do this, or 2011 is not the year.
Mm-hmm.
But doesn't the budget committee do like a 5-year projection?
I have not seen any projections.
Because I know the first year.
I might know.
Yeah, I was on the budget committee the first year, and I know we had to do a projection at least 3 years forward, maybe not five.
Oh. And that's
it's something you could like plug it in.
Yeah.
Plug it in for 2012.
I mean, that's a great deliverable, is which fiscal year are we aiming at?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you already say, you know, let's do it 5 years from now, but I mean, we, you know, what are the steps to do it? How much does it cost? And then when are we going to start it? So obviously it's not going to happen 2010-11 budget. Yeah.
And what's the possibility of getting grants to cover the acquisition?
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
You know, it's going to cost money to do it, but you know, the city doesn't have the money now. What's the possibility of getting a block grant or whatever it is for the acquisition?
Do you know if there's any stimulus? Not to interrupt, but do you know if there's any stimulus money out there still that you might be able to tap into?
Unless they do another stimulus, please God, no.
Well, Mike Salt was the one, I think, that was involved in the ARRA stimulus packages. So I'm sure if there was a recommendation, he would have known about it.
I'm just all over the place. But I mean, one of the other things we could do is, you know, referring to intergovernmental agreements and stuff. One of the things is, did the city just pick up a vehicle? You guys are going to have a Jeep or something?
We're waiting for it.
So my point is, I mean, the concept of staff and maintenance people, I mean, if there was a kind of, in the next fiscal year, next year or something, there could be an agreement where, you know, the current staff do the oil changes for the city or something like that, or you just contract. I mean, just crazy idea, but there may be things that we could be doing together in the next year or two, you know, even before this really happens.
Even without stimulus monies, there are block grants available every year for municipalities, and you have to be able to apply for those. So
would Mike Salt know anything about that sort of thing?
I'm sure he would.
So he would be the one to ask.
Yeah.
So are we assigning certain tasks to people to start?
Good idea.
Yes.
Who would like to contact Mike Salt?
I can do it since I'm retired.
Okay.
I keep saying that.
Thank you,
Jane. You're retired too, Dennis.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good permission for that. So I sat on the other two boards.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I'm not going to sit on this board, okay? I'll attend meetings if you want me to and everything.
I don't mind giving a little input.
I don't want to get out of line with my other boards.
Understand.
And so.
Understand. We appreciate your attendance and your input, Dennis. And since you've been involved from day one in terms of the sewer board, and I don't know if you were on the original water board, but.
Yeah.
Okay. So your input and expertise would be appreciated.
If there are grants available, then we need to look at a grant writer.
Right.
So, who has the city used before for grants?
DNC.
I applied for a couple of them myself.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay, well that's not something we need to decide today, but, you know, one does lead to the other.
And DNC is helpful.
Now, on those block grants, doesn't that have to be very specific to accept the money? Don't you have to have certain things in place? Do we have a CDBG block grant? No, right. Because there's, like, certain criteria has to be put in place before we can accept the money.
Right.
I don't know what that is.
I don't either. But, you know, hopefully our grant writer would be... have expertise in that area and be able to advise us on
and
that.
And also another thing, I'm just throwing it out here like Tony, another thing is that I know that the city of Bend has the CDBG manager, and he is managing a regional fund, and so, you know, it might be possible for a partnership or a pass-through.
Excellent.
And most grants that you apply for, you have to meet a certain criteria to even be eligible.
Yeah.
And well, as I see it, we would probably do a lot of legwork, and it would be the city probably that applies for those grants.
We're in the process of it.
No, a committee can't.
We're in the process of applying for grants for expansion into the new property if and when we get it. And let me tell you, they laid down some rigid rules. Most of them are monetary. Mm-hmm. So I'm not familiar with what the city does or anything, mm-hmm. but if we do accept the grant money is not free. Then we're looking at rate raises, we're looking at all kinds of things. So it's all according to what we want to do out there, and we're kind of negative about raising rates.
So I think anybody would be.
When was your last rate increase?
Well, the water hasn't had one, and we took one, I can't remember, 3 or 4 years ago on the sewer.
Has there been, like, a rate study or anything recently?
I think there's been several of them. Okay. That's why... I can't sit here and reiterate which ones have been done, uh-huh. but we've got several different studies we've done on water and sewer, on rates, on SBCs, and it's all available to you down there.
Okay.
There's books on it.
Of course, if there are, you know, once the economy recovers, if there are people that purchase or build on their properties, your system development charges bring in a significant amount of money.
But the only thing you can use system development charges for
is systems development.
As system development.
Yeah.
Future growth. You can't, mm-hmm. or repairing or replacing old.
Mm-hmm.
That is not a cash cow. It's a tool that you need in place to take care of infrastructure and stuff that you either got to expand or it's going bad and you need to fix it.
So I work for the City of Bend Public Works Department. So
you understand.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay. Yeah.
But so far, both the sewer and the water districts have done a magnificent job of retaining economic strength because your budgets and your cash flow, the amount of funds that entered the new year. Yep. The carry forward funds the city would only dream to have that much money carried forward into their new budget.
We hire the right people. They help us. That's what you do. So.
Can I throw in a thought?
Pardon?
Can I throw in a thought?
Sure.
Is it in the in your loan stuff that any of the money that comes in has to be held and used to pay back that loan first? Or could that be a complicated issue?
Are you talking to me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Because that's going to need to be something that, should be checked into, because if it's something that the if the city can't touch the money, it's not going to help us, and it's just going to...
Well, we're just talking about system development charities.
Yeah.
The rest of it...
Yeah, rapier money...
You have to go to run the business and wherever you choose to put it.
Yeah, it goes into your general fund.
Yeah. Yeah. So I've been trying to get a copy of the water and sewer budgets, and with your office manager out sick, I haven't been able to
get it. She's came back Monday, so.
Oh, good, okay.
She'll be able to talk. She works till 2 o'clock, and then she takes her stuff home and works on the computer there. She had a very serious neck operation, so I don't want her overdoing that.
No,
anything.
Absolutely not. How many staff do you have in the water and sewer district, just out of curiosity?
Okay, I have Donna is for the water, and she also is the manager, and Ashley is the for the sewer.
Uh-huh.
Inside, and we hire temporary once in a while, like when Donna's out. We got a couple of gals in there helping to keep up.
Right.
And then I have Scott Perkins is our outside manager for the water and sewer. And then I have three other employees.
Okay. Are you guys anticipating adding into your staff at all?
Pardon me?
Are you anticipating adding to your staff at all in the next year?
No, we just did that.
Oh, okay.
Some of them only been on about 2.5-3 months right now.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
But if the when I look at the budget, if the payments on the loans are just set up in the regular cash flow of the budget, then that would answer your question, Luana, that there doesn't have to be specific earmarked funds that can only go for that.
But just, okay, so. But that's what needs to be found out for sure. Or if the rate fees that come in have to be used for that department.
The answer to your question is, and I'm not sure, and our engineer is in the throes of applying for those grants for expansion for the sewer.
Yeah.
But they require another rate study, and they're going to require an increase. So we may not take a hard look at it. We might just go out for a loan.
So money's cheap these days too, right?
If you can get it.
Yeah.
We can do rate increases, because it's really kind of tricky when the city wants to increase property taxes. You know. Yeah, it can be. They can. But it doesn't have to go to a vote or anything, because Barb Ann said one of the meetings, I remember very clearly, she said, we can do whatever we want to do. Which is different from the city.
Well, to a point.
To a point.
Yeah. Don't want to do whatever we want to do.
No, because you
have to justify it
right.
With the rate study.
Well, I want to do lots of things. Some of it's illegal.
Yeah. Well, okay, so now what was that? Sheriff's Department's right over there.
Is there anybody else that should be involved with these? Did you... Well, you mentioned Donna. Donna's out with the next.
Well,
when would she get involved with this committee in the future? Is my question.
Oh, I doubt if Donna would. She's got her job, and
so that wouldn't be part of her job description or whatever to kind of look into this.
She could probably provide us information as we requested it.
Yeah.
I was thinking, is there anybody else that should be involved with this? You know, I'm not one of the other board members at all or anything. Or?
I don't know. You'd have to ask them.
Yeah.
That's why I mentioned when I come in is you probably should come to our board meetings and say, put yourself on the agenda and give your speech.
Well,
I have no problem with it.
Yeah.
One way or the other.
My problem is not being able to attend your board meeting, because I've got another board meeting that conflicts with it. It is a priority for me.
Jane can
represent this committee.
And this committee was formed because the citizens at the town hall meeting asked what's going on.
Yeah.
So we can't tell the citizens, well, go to a water and sewer board meeting.
And, well, I would question the fact, is this the business of a regularly scheduled water, sewer, or city council meeting? Mm-hmm. I mean, this is really, this is subcommittee work trying to figure out a plan.
Right, and when you get your plan, then you come.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. So, I mean, it's not, I mean, there's no push right now to go show up at those meetings because
nothing's going to find out what's going on.
Yeah, need to be informed.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't be an agenda item at one of those meetings yet. Yeah.
And it's important, I think, to incorporate your concerns or your issues into any direction that we want to go.
Yeah. That's why your input is important, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, and as I understand it, Barb Ann would also be attending future meetings.
Yeah, well, she was going to come and represent the water.
Right.
And I was going to come and represent the sewer.
Yeah.
But.
Okay. Well, you're on both boards. And
yeah, we've tried for quite a while to get them combined. And it's just like what you're trying to do now. There's lots of legal issues.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff has to go to vote if you're going to change it. Roddy Ross. So we've got within our governmental agreements in between ourselves, and so we're kind of working together. We share employees right now is what we're doing, and the city is probably eventually going to come up with the same thing if they don't have enough money to assume the loan. I don't know. I got four good outside employees. I got backhoes. I got dump trucks. I got a shop over there you wouldn't believe, and someday it should belong to the city. But I don't know when that's going to happen.
Okay, well,
it's a given. The other thing that's a given is that anybody can walk off of the street, and if they decide the sewer is a good business, they can petition the government and buy it.
Oh.
So you're reading stuff in there I haven't heard before. So
if the city didn't acquire it. I mean, once the city acquired it, they can't buy it. But if it's a special district, somebody could come in and just offer you.
Well, they'd have to pay off the loan and assume.
I think the
intergovernmental agreement says that they're assuming that the city will take it over.
Yeah.
So I think that holds like in place that agreement.
I like it. Right of first refusal.
Right.
Okay. Have you had any offers recently?
No, but that guy's come and kind of talk.
Oh yeah, wow, interesting.
Well, especially when they thought we were going to get that timber.
Oh yeah. So when there's enough.
So do you think that it might be beneficial that when the water comes over to the city about the water rights issues, that it would be easier to acquire those as a municipality?
No, ma'am. Have you talked to water rights people?
Yeah.
We have two of the best attorneys the state hired right now, and I'm sure we spent close to $50,000 so far. We haven't got any. There's not a lot of water rights to buy out there to assume without a lot of money. We required the first people to come into the code gym to have pre-1902 water rights for 450,000 gallons of water a day. That cost them 800 and some thousand. And the water master from the state was sitting at the meeting just to make sure we didn't mess up.
Uh-huh.
It's a real issue with us over there.
Right.
And we've been trying for almost a year now.
Uh-huh.
And to buy the proper water rights.
Right.
And we prefer the early deep well water rights rather than the surface water rights. So, and I'm not well versed on water rights. But it gets real sticky.
It does.
Yeah. And it's going to be even a bigger issue coming down the road.
It's
becoming right now. People are talking about water rights and who's got them and who doesn't.
Yeah. That's one of the things that I learned going to the water and sewer meetings about, the difficulty it is.
Yeah.
When, being a commercial lender down in Christmas Valley, it seemed like it wasn't that hard for farmers to transfer water rights from one farm to another, but this is a whole different ballgame.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yep.
They call it liquid gold.
Okay. Good. Another point on items not on the agenda I mentioned earlier was meeting times. When is a good meeting time? I know Adele, later on in the afternoon,
yeah,
it suits you better.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we rule out Mondays and Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. So it leaves us Tuesday, Thursdays, or Fridays to have a meeting. And Fridays traditionally is not really a good meeting day.
However, water and sewer's on Tuesday, but only once a month.
That's right. So we can always move around that.
Second Tuesday of each month.
Yeah, and I've got a Liggy board meeting that same day, so that's not good for me. So we just stay away from the second Tuesday in the afternoon. But any other Tuesday afternoon would work for me. I could work my real estate schedule around that meeting. Or Thursday afternoon. Same thing there.
Would 3 be too late for anybody?
3 o'clock time?
3.
That's fine. I'm totally open.
Yeah, that's fine with me. I don't know what you're talking
about. Well, I just schedule myself for it instead of out making money after a meeting.
Yeah, right.
I know. I can do that.
Okay.
So, 3 o'clock on Tuesdays.
On Tuesdays? Is that all right with everybody except for the second Tuesday?
Yeah, so any other Tuesday?
So would
that's
we
fine.
Make it then like the third Tuesday?
Third Tuesday? What?
In this room, it's occupied.
It's occupied. What?
All of January.
So you said Thursdays are always going to be better for this
Thursdays
room.
Thursdays are going to be better. There's always
one
here. Oh,
okay. Third Thursday?
Yeah,
Thursday. Okay, let's at least for now make the third Thursday at 3 o'clock our meeting time.
So January, it'd be January 21st.
Okay. Utilities. Ted, will you usually, just as a curiosity, will you usually prepare or be involved in preparing the agenda for the meeting? So will you usually be involved in preparing for the agenda for the meeting so
sure.
we can get
you're
this out?
Yeah, I can sit down with you or Luana.
Okay.
And prepare the agenda.
Okay.
And I will.
That's going to start in January, right?
Start in January.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. Not this one. I will get a hold of Mike Schultz. See if he would be available.
I can ask him when I call him about that.
Oh, good, great, do we notify Clark Jackson? I don't know. He kind of said Mike's the man he should have involved. So I don't know if he wants to be involved much more. I will keep him in touch. And also the Commissioner Unger. He again expressed his interest in meeting with us and assisting.
That's
good. He was mayor of
Wayne. We can put them on the. We can put anybody you want on the agenda notification
okay,
list.
Yeah, put him on the contact list anyway.
Okay.
I think
they
already are.
Okay.
Since he was mayor of Redmond and gone through many of these issues, he said he'd be more than happy to work with us and assist.
Yeah.
All right. Yes, Lauren.
I have one more suggestion that should be looked at.
Okay.
And I don't know, I don't recall where I received that information, but you're looking at extending the boundaries for the sewer district and water district, correct? But they are not in alignment with the city.
Yeah.
That was my understanding. So that needs to be investigated if that's going to be an issue.
Both County Commissioner Unger and Clark Jackson said that was a moot point. Didn't have to be. You can establish a district without matching the boundaries.
Yeah, and I think that's addressed in our comp plan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay. But
so we're performing, excuse me, go ahead.
Luana, would you make sure that is, though?
Okay.
Am I asking Deborah?
I will.
Thank you.
When the LPAC was working to get this on the ballot, I thought that we had to set the city boundaries to coincide with the water and sewer districts as they stood at that time.
Yeah.
Somebody, you mumbled one over there?
It wasn't. Because
okay.
You have a whole critical subdivision's not in it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well that's good then. And this may be the wrong word, but at one point somebody said, talking about the pros and cons of going here. I don't know whether we want to go pros and cons, but is there any... You said
benefits,
you think the water and the sewer district will be agreeable to doing this at some point down the road. How about the city? Does the city...
I think the city's on the hook with the five services and the IGA agreement.
It's just a matter of when.
I think you have to, don't you?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. So.
On the hook.
So what other negatives could there be that we would think, you know, why are we even investigating this? Is this going to be for the benefit of the community, or is it...
Well, to me, that's a prime question. It has to be for the benefit of the community, otherwise why do it?
Right.
Yeah.
Other than the fact it was one of the services that we were going to offer.
Right.
Well, and there's a vision. So the land, the sewer district's going to get this other land, and Murillo's in there too, but the city of Lapine, I think, has got a little slice of land in downtown Lapine, and I don't know what that would happen. But my point is, if the city had the utility services, the city would have City Hall, it would have it would own buildings, facilities, and have a staff. So then there's going to be a a point of where, you know, there's going to be value for everybody. You know, the one payroll office, one permit and planning office. You know, because someday we're supposed to have permitting and you know, all these crazy things here. So I mean, there's a huge level to be had there. So this is
and
part
you
of that big level.
At one building block at a time.
Yeah.
And this is the obvious building block to start
right.
But if there's
the advantage for us in special districts is having their block of attorneys, their expertise, their insurance rates, and you guys won't get that at the city. So it's going to cost you more than just taking over the loan. It's going to be expensive.
That's something else that has to be looked at.
Yeah.
Can the city really afford it?
Yeah. I mean, that's fine. So that's probably financial.
You ought to be ready when you're ready.
And who covers it now, Dennis? Who did you say?
Special districts of Oregon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So,
well, is the city insured by SDAO?
I don't know.
CIS is our insurance.
Yeah.
City, county insurance.
Yeah, we get really. So great. I guess that would be a research
one.
Issue.
The comparison.
The comparison to
the special district. What's it? Special districts.
Yeah, special districts of Oregon.
Of Oregon.
Okay. A parallel to that, and you can answer this question maybe, Adele, or find out, the League of Oregon Cities also has resources.
There
like
you go.
That.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what's the comparison?
Okay. Yeah. Where is your insurance now?
City County insurance is, it's standard city.
Just a standard policy that you get like through Rex or someone?
Art
can do art.
He's our agent through CIA.
It's better than anything that you could go out in private.
Yeah. I think also, if I might add a suggestion, maybe I can contact the League of Oregon Cities and find out if there has been a special district coming within the city recently.
Oh, yeah.
And see how they did that and what steps they took, or just contact them.
Yeah, Kaiser, I think, was one of the last cities to incorporate. And did they face these kinds of issues?
Yeah.
Or
Damascus.
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 But they're probably not a good role.
And what's the role in just outside of Oak Ridge that incorporated?
West Fir?
Yes, West Fir.
Oh, West Fir.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hmm. Another thing is, I was just kind of reverse engineering how a larger organization would look like in my head over here. But you know, the other big thing is the city manager, you know, for the city of Lapine. But I mean, in the end, a city manager would be, you know, a highly compensated professional manager of a bunch of things. But then there would be a utility manager, you know, so there'd still be more jobs, plus the office people doing all the paperwork, plus the staff. I'm just thinking, there's a lot of jobs that can fill in this whole thing, and you already, you know, hire a lot of these people. So I think there'd be, you know, really neat value there for having that lead person that promotes business, keeps the city running smooth, and the managers underneath them, and then their staff. So, mm-hmm. I mean, when we say 3 to 5 years from now, the whole thing could be filled out pretty well. You know, this all fits together.
Okay, any other pressing issues that we need to discuss at this time?
What about a press release from this thing? I mean, I'm kind of writing one over here right now. So, you know, each month getting something out. So this would be for the city. I mean, do you guys put like, I guess you publish the minutes of the meeting.
We do from time to time do press releases.
So I'm just finding, you know, from the park board point of view that it's pretty valuable. If you've, because you have a 2-hour meeting and it's painful and it's slow and you do these little things, but there's always these little nuggets that, you know, it's just interesting to hear about. So, mm-hmm. you know, a press release from this once a month is would maybe be a good thing. So mm-hmm. I guess I'm offering to, you know, put that together with the city and
through
the city.
Coordinate it with the city recorder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll come from you guys, but yeah, I mean, you know, what do we want to say? So what I'm offered is to you know, maybe run down the bullet items for the meeting right now, too. So.
Another good thing from that would be positive image for the city.
Because and the water and sewer, yeah.
The city doing, the
yeah.
city doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
Well, you know, here's something that...
I mean, think of the public value of saying, you know, the city of Lapine together with the water and sewer district had a, you know, a planning meeting for, you know, discussing this, you know, future thing, and this came out of the meeting, you know, so whatever we can write down right now. But making sure that, yeah, there's no real... problems other than, you know, just the tasks at hand. How are we going to implement this? So, well, so I wrote down stuff like that. You know, Ted Schiller is the chair, Jane's the vice chair. We named the committee City of Lapine Utilities Committee. We're going to meet on the third Thursday at 3 p.m. And then I was just writing down some of the deliverables that we were talking about putting out here. So, cost analysis and implementation plan are the two main things that I wrote down. Is that mm-hmm. is that appropriate for what we're saying? And then what else? You know, do we want to?
Jane was going to do a couple.
Well, I'm just going to call Mike Salt to ask about the availability of grants.
So I'm envisioning, you know, just a couple lines in the, you know, wise buys kind of thing is what I'm thinking here. So just the fun stuff out of this meeting.
Well,
so.
What about a comparable?
Cost.
Yeah.
Oh, comparison analysis.
Comparison analysis between special sewer districts, organization, and League of Oregon Cities, and so on. What's the cost analysis between the legal fees and all of that?
Well, the insurance fees is basically
insurance fees, legal and insurance mm-hmm. fees. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So these are kind of the tasks. So. Yeah, I guess you have the goal. So comparison analysis between insurance fees. So SDAO and what's the other one? City?
CCIS.
League of Oregon Cities.
Does everybody here live in the city, in the sewer district boundaries?
I don't.
No, and I don't either.
And you don't?
But I mean, everybody knows how difficult it is to get people from inside the city limits.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're renters or they work out of town.
I mean, and that's a good point. You know, I mean, if there's some pushback on that, you know, do we need to get more residents?
Are there citizens that want to be involved
yeah,
in
yeah.
this?
Yeah. I mean, that's not yeah, that's
you
very good.
Say something.
Because that sets us up for success. In the end, you don't want to be voided because, well, you guys don't even live there, and then somebody pulls the rug out of
you.
I mean, so we're asking for citizens.
I think you need to cover all your cracks.
Good point, yeah.
Yeah,
good point.
Yeah, just bring it up.
Yep.
That's a good point.
Yep.
So do you think it's presumptuous if we ask for a budget or no?
From one of the...
City and Water?
Yeah.
Oh, no, because we already said there's no problem in getting it.
Oh, okay.
It's just that since Donna was out sick, know where to get it.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm sure I can swing by there some morning now and Donna's there.
She'll know right where it is. And most of that you can go online and get. It should be a lot of that's posted online.
Okay, well, I can try that too because I've gone online and gotten the minutes of the agendas from previous meetings.
Yeah, well, I'm saying maybe it's registered at the state, though, not even there.
Donna can tell you how much is online and what's
available.
No,
I mean,
you
we're talking about comparisons. What kind of fees does the sewer and water pay for legal and insurance, so that we can, when we get the city fees, we can compare those in terms of costs. So Donna could probably provide that.
Yep, I'm sure she could. We write them checks every month. I sign them every month. So
okay,
we don't do anything secret.
Oh yeah.
No, it's there's reams of that stuff in there, and so my advice to you is be very careful. We've had people come in, make demands, write derogatory letters, derogatory this and that. So when you want to come in and you want copies of our ordinances and stuff, we charge you. And if you sit down and cause my employees to have to take their time to do it, we charge you for their time too. Mm-hmm. Okay? And well, that's something that needs to go on every organization, because the Venn bulletin wastes more of your time than you can believe.
Yes, I'm sure it will always end up being important.
So, most of it, you're going to talk to Donna, most of that stuff's available online. And then,
well, if that's it, we don't need to bother her if we can get that online.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. So.
And just let me say, from my point of view anyway, Dennis, I look at this as a very cooperative thing and not an adversarial situation, where we want to work together to work towards finding solutions.
Well, you see, and I can't speak for the rest of the board, okay? I can speak for Dennis. That's it. No.
But you know, I think I've been there, and I've never been derogatory, and Ted's been there.
No, I don't.
And you know, we're just there, as Ted says, to find out what's the best for the city. Even though we don't live in the city, someday I might live in the city.
Well, that's right.
It'll grow.
Now I have to do business in the city, so you know, it's beneficial for everybody.
I understand. I agree. I understand. I know.
Yeah. So,
but I'm just telling you, there is some shortfalls out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Tread lightly. Carry a big stick.
We know that it's not going to be but a couple of years before this starts to come together, so it's not like there's a big rush. You know, I don't see any of us having to roll in there and say, I need these papers and I need them tomorrow. You know, so
that's
not going to happen. You know. So, good.
Good. Any other business before the committee? We've gone to 2:00. I don't know, we didn't set a time limit on the length, but I would think we would try to keep our committee meetings to 1 hour. And so, in deference to everybody's time concerns. So, any other business? We stand adjourned.
This has been productive for a first meeting.
I know.
Yes.
Adjourned.
Okay.
You don't have to move or anything for that.